AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Wall Street is in a bear market. S&P 500 fell 3.9% today, bringing it to more than 20% below the record high set in January. Concerns about the economy and stubbornly high inflation have slammed the stock market in recent days. In today's hearing by the January 6th Select Committee, advisors testified they repeatedly told then-President Donald Trump he had lost and his claims of a rigged election were wrong. As those hearings play out for the public, a key viewer is also watching. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has this.
I am watching.
Lawmakers have indicated perhaps the most important audience member is Attorney General Merrick Garland, who would decide whether the department can and should prosecute Donald Trump.
The January 6th prosecutors are watching all the hearings as well.
While committee members say they have enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented indictment against the former president, Garland's giving no details about the probe, except to say whomever needs to be held accountable will be.
Regardless of their level, their position, and regardless of whether they were present at the events of January 6th.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The committee holds another hearing Wednesday morning. New York expands legal protections for people seeking and providing abortions. Governor Kathy Hochul signing one bill that protects abortion providers from arrest, extradition, and legal proceedings in other states.
And a woman's right to determine and make her own decisions about her own body. And they are simple messages. Not here, not now, not ever.
The law also allows people to sue for unlawful interference with their right to reproductive health care when civil or criminal charges are filed against them for seeking, accessing, or providing abortions. This is AP News. The leader of the Patriot Front and 30 of his followers arrested over the weekend, free on bond.
Coeur d'Alene police say 23-year-old Thomas Russo from Texas, along with the others from 11 states, are charged with criminal conspiracy. Police Chief Lee White.
They came to riot downtown.
He says they had at least one smoke grenade, shields, and were wearing white masks. A concerned citizen tipped off police who said the men
jumped into a U-Haul wearing masks. They had shields and, quote, looked like a little army.
That audio from KXLY. Russo founded the Patriot Front after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Officials, including the Department of Homeland Security, say the biggest domestic terror threat now comes from white nationalist groups. I'm Julie Walker.
His name isn't familiar, but just about everyone has seen character actor Philip Baker Hall. In a career spanning some 50 years, Hall appeared in The Truman Show, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and more. He was 90. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.